Welcome back, everybody. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogendrix. How are you guys doing this evening? It is currently 2:30 in the morning, and I couldn't leave it off another day. So I figured I'd get back in the game, have us give up another episode here on the topics at hand that I have to cover. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of other stuff that I would love to cover, but not everything can be gotten all at once. Okay? So, we're going to pick up with assertiveness, those tips and tricks, techniques I mentioned before. Alright? So, first things first. Like I mentioned before, being assertive can help us to feel better about ourselves, improving self-esteem and personal confidence, obviously. Sometimes, the way we react and respond to others can make us feel inadequate or even guilty, sometimes regretful. These may be signs of passive behavior. We may also feel angry and critical of others during conversations. This may be a sign of more aggressive behavior, but no, there's really nothing to worry about, okay? So, let's start off with the general techniques of assertiveness, okay? Two techniques that can aid assertiveness are known as fogging and the stuck record technique, okay? First things first, fogging. How do I put this? It's a useful technique if people are behaving in a manipulative or aggressive way, okay? Rather than arguing back, fogging aims to give a minimum calm response using terms that are placating but not defensive, while at the same time they're not agreeing to meet the demands, you know? It involves agreeing with any truth that may be contained within the statements, even if critical, but not responding in the expected way that the person wants. In other words, by being defensive and argumentative at the same time. The other person will cease confrontation as the desired effect is not being achieved, while the atmosphere is less heated, and it will be possible to discuss the issues more reasonably. Fogging is basically termed because the individual acts like a wall of fog into which arguments are thrown but never returned back. Here's an example. What time do you call this? You're nearly half an hour late, and I'm fed up with you letting me down all the time. A fogging response would be, yes, I am later than I hoped to be, and I can see this has annoyed you. The person replies, annoyed? Of course I'm annoyed. I've been waiting for ages. You really should try to think about other people a bit more. The person with the fogging response replies back, yes, I was concerned that you would be left waiting for almost half an hour. And then they respond back, well, why were you late? This is just a typical response, but and a basic, I guess you could say generic one, but it gives a good idea as to what fogging is. All right. Now that we've taken a short break, let's get back into it. So I covered fogging. The next technique is the stuck record technique. Okay? The stuck record technique employs the key assertive skills of calm persistence, okay? It involves repeating what you want time and time again without raising the tone of your voice, becoming angry, irritated, or involved in side issues. Now, I'm going to give a quick example of that. An example would be, imagine that you're returning something that is faulty to the store. The conversation may go as follows. The person replies, I bought these shoes last week and the heels have fallen off. I would like a refund, please. The clerk will then look at the person and reply, it looks like they've been worn a lot. These shoes were only designed for occasional wear. Using the stuck record technique response, you can find a way to calmly resolve the situation, even if it means you still can't get the customer to keep the shoes and have to return it anyway. So, with that being said, we'll continue with the example. The customer replies, I've only had them a week and they're faulty. I would like a refund, please. However, the person would say, you can't expect me to give you your money back after you've worn them out. This is using the stuck record technique. The person then replies, "The heels have fallen off after only a week, and I would like a refund, please." You're basically sticking to what you were saying over and over again until the person gives out. Okay? Continually repeating a request will ensure the discussion does not become sidetracked and involved in an irrelevant argument. Okay? The key is to stay calm. Be very, very calm in what you want. Stick to the point and not give up. Accept a compromise only if you are happy with the outcome. Okay? Next would be positive and negative inquiries. Okay? A positive inquiry is a simpler technique for handling positive comments that such as praise and compliments. Okay? People often struggle with responding to praise and compliments, especially those with lower self-esteem, as they may feel inadequate or that the positive comments are not justified. It is important to give positive feedback to others and when appropriate, but also to react appropriately to positive feedback that you receive. Okay? Positive inquiries is used to find out more details about the compliment or praise given and then agree with it. Okay? Like, say the sender sends you something like, "You made an excellent meal tonight. It was delicious." The receiver would then say, "Thanks. Yes, it was good. What do you like about it in particular?" This is different from a passive response that may have been, "It was no effort. It was just a standard recipe." Now, I know a lot of people won't exactly say this, but it's still out there in case people do. Okay? Next, it would be the negative inquiries. Okay? The opposite of positive inquiry is a negative one. The negative is a way to respond in a more negative exchange, such as receiving criticism. And dealing with criticism can be difficult, as I mentioned in one of my previous podcasts. Okay? So is to remember that any criticism received is just somebody else's opinion. This is not how you actually consider yourself to be. Okay? And with that being said, it's used to find out more. Negative inquiry is basically used to find out more about critical comments, and it's a good alternative to a more aggressive or angry response to criticism. Okay? So let's say the sender says, "That meal was practically inedible. I can't remember the last time I ate something so awful." The receiver would then reply back, "It wasn't the best exactly. What didn't you like about it?" This is different from an aggressive response, as it may have been possibly a bad, taste in their mouth. "How dare you? I spent all afternoon preparing that meal." Or, "Well, that's the last time I cook for you." Typical responses like this only end up aggravating both parties and then intentionally or unintentionally ending either friendships or a lot of issues with regret in their heart or anguish. The whole point of this is to completely avoid all of that, okay? So, with that being said, to close this podcast out, learn to think about your responses and how you behave when you communicate with others. By using techniques designed to make you more assertive, you'll find that your communication and other interpersonal interactions are generally just more positive. With that being said, look forward to our next podcast next time. It won't be this short, but we should get a good handle on everything. No worries, okay? Again, my name is Jake. What was I about to say? Oh, right. My name is Neo Gentrix, and this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. Oh, if you like what I do and you want to support me, feel free to support me on my Anchor page, anchor.fm/NeoGentrix, or on my Facebook and Twitter page. Have a great rest of your day.